She's giggling because she hears her walk-up music. You don't hear this walk-up music on the John Williams Show when Terry Savage joins him.
No, this is special.
This is special. Terry Savage, the money lady, the woman that gives us a savage truth, is with us and doing a little bit of a victory lap today, right?
I'm pretty excited, Lisa. I mean, it's just, it's the first step. But, you know, we've been talking about these Social Security horror stories, the $21.6 billion in mistakes that Social Security made calculating benefits, that they got around to saying, well, we're just going to demand that back. And if you don't pay us $37,000 or whatever it is in 30 days, we'll just stop your benefits. And literally, that's been happening to thousands and thousands of Americans, roughly 5,000 a day. And by definition, these are all old people living on Social Security. Many of them, it's their only income. Disabled people. It's just been a tragedy. And now we have, thank goodness, a new Social Security commissioner, Martin O'Malley, who just took over about 4 weeks ago. Larry Kotlikoff, my co-author, and I of Social Security Horror Stories, have been working behind the scenes with Treasury. Janet Yellen assigned two top people. She's the chief trustee of Social Security, to look into this and presented our ideas and those of others to the new commissioner. And he came out and said in an interview a couple of days ago that this is cruel-hearted and mindless cruelty. And I mean, he just was reading from our playbook, so we're all excited. However, the proof will be in the pudding. And yesterday afternoon, I was allowed to sit in on a call. Larry and I were invited to sit in with the top advisors to Martin O'Malley, the technical experts. Lisa, you would not believe, I probably shouldn't even say this, it wasn't for me to report on. The Social Security is so messed up. What someone said, well, why are you doing this? Why don't you just give an overall immediate halt to this? Well, by law, we're required to look into fraud. And so someone else said, well, I asked why you just don't sort out the ones where you suspect fraud from the ones where you've made a mistake, Social Security. And they said, our computer systems are so antiquated from the 1980s that since it was never input in the first place, whether it was a fraud or an overpayment, they can't sort them out.
Oh, jeez.
It was scary. So now this is a technical support group that is reporting back and coming up with ideas. And the question is, how quickly can they change? The commissioner said, we're talking about a time, you know, 18-month statute of limitations, which is what we said on 60 Minutes. We're going to sort out those who are really poor. We're going to do due process. We're going to tell you why we made the mistake and how our numbers came about. But it's going to take time and cost a fortune. And we're really, really hoping that he'll stand up and say, you know, enough is enough. We are reinstating benefits and suspending clawbacks until we get our house in order.
Thank you so much for fighting that fight on behalf of so many people, Terry, honestly.
Well, you know, it fell into my lap because of our listeners. Someone wrote to me and I said, what? I could fix this. Well, I did not know what a mess I was wandering into at the beginning. But we're working on it.
Got questions flowing in. We had a conversation with our friends at Associated Bank earlier. We were talking about what 20, 30, 40-year-old people should be doing. And this woman sent in a text and she said her daughter has the option to put money into a Roth and a 401k. Which is better, or should she split it?
Yeah, some companies are now offering a Roth version of their 401k. And I think splitting it is a good idea. You want to have some pre-tax savings and some after-tax savings. You still have to leave it in the Roth portion for 5 years, but it will come out tax-free as opposed to traditional IRAs and 401ks where that's taxed as ordinary income. We have no idea 20, 30 years down the road what the tax system is going to look like, but I think splitting the difference is a good idea.
If I delay taking my Social Security until I'm 70, do I get that in the month I turn 70?
Yes, but not before. You have to make it very, very clear. You can apply the month before, but make clear that you do not want to get your benefit until the month after you turn 70, okay? Because it will ding you 8% on the base amount, and Social Security has not been very good about adhering to the fact that you want to wait until you're at least 70. So it's better to lose 1 month's benefit and claim it for the month after you turn 70.
And this is a very long question, so I'll try and summarize in just a few sentences. This person prepares taxes. They have 8 clients right now whose tax return is being held up by the IRS. They are not acknowledging that there was money withheld from their Social Security. After 4 or 5 weeks, they check the IRS website. They see they'll be receiving a letter in 2 to 3 weeks. They get the letter. They have to send in the proof of the 1099. This person's followed up with the offices. She wants to know if you've heard anything, or he wants to know if you've heard anything about this.
I'll tell you what, 2 things. Last week on John Williams, we had the guy for our contact at Social Security, Eric Smith, was explaining that. First of all, if this is a tax preparer, he should be filing Form 911, aptly named for health, for help from IRS. But if he's got a specific question or something that he wants me to pass on, post at terrysavage.com on the Ask Terry blog. I don't have to make that public, but he should give me his contact information, and I'll pass it along to my Social Security person, Eric
Smith. Perfect. This one said, my mother had a Visa credit card. My name was on it so I could shop for her. She recently passed away. We closed her card. Unfortunately, it affected my credit score. Went from the high 800s to 796. Would opening another credit card raise it again?
Yeah, that's just a temporary change. And if you're around 800, that's not something to worry about. First of all, make sure that you check your mother's credit report and that it's marked deceased and that all cards are closed on that. Second of all, check your own credit report. Go to terrysavage.com. There's on the front page a box marked Identity Theft, Do This. But that article has the links to all 3 bureaus. Check to make sure that the correct credit is open. And then, yes, by all means, pick a card that gives you rewards or some other points that you want to accumulate. Start charging on it regularly, pay it off on time, and your credit score will bounce back up.
Terry, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lise.
Enjoy the first day of spring. Steve's news is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.